Reiki Articles by Bronwyn and Franz Steiner. Is There an Energetic Reiki Test? By Bronwyn and Franz Steiner. Did Yusui Sensei, the founder of the system of Reiki, have a test of some sort to see what level of training his students were at? Reiki is a spiritual practice. Therefore, it does not overtly focus on how you perform a specific technique, as that is largely an externally orientated concept. Rather, the importance of a student's progress lies in how the person is changing. That is he or she kinder, more open, calmer, etc.? An energetic test within the system of Reiki would indicate that everybody is the same energetically, which is not the case. For example, if you take two students, one may, by nature, be quite calm, and the other might be, in contrast, rather reactive. They might both say that they feel calmer after the meditation, yet this state of calmness will be relative to the individual. Their responses will, in fact, be unique. What is important here is that neither of these responses to the meditation is better than the other. They will develop along their own paths. It is the concept of development that is looked for, not a standard stage of development that fits across all students. Usui Sensei was a spiritual teacher, and in that space would have seen each person as an individual, without one being better than the other. Usui Sensei would know when a student was ready, not by holding a test, but by talking to the student and seeing how he or she had progressed in a holistic sense. In martial arts, for example, two students might receive their black belts, but their specific abilities will vary drastically. This is due to the fact that each person is different, their background, their upbringing, their physicality, their state of mind, etc. But these differences do not hamper their ability to develop, albeit at one's own pace and in one's own way. What is known is that Usui Sensei taught three major levels. Shodan, which means beginner's level, is the level where a person begins the teachings, as is indicated by the word. After much practice, he or she would then move on to Okuden, the hidden or inner teachings. This level helps students discover what is hidden within themselves, their inner self. Then the student moves on.